Mike Baczynski. I met Mike in October of 2010 at the Olson Symposium at the University of Buffalo. And Mike is a longtime denizen of Buffalo. I wanted to bring him here because of all the connections Buffalo and University of Buffalo has to Gloucester, starting with, of course, Charles Olson, who left Gloucester to teach at the University of Buffalo from 1963 to 1965, and all the other poets that followed, including Robert Creeley, George Butterick, Jack Clark, Harvey Brown, Ralph Maud, and sadly Ken Warren, who passed away this year at a very inopportune and young period of his life. Mike, like other people have been here, Kent Boker and Buffalo poet Mark Pollock, who I know you know, Mike, because he was trying to be here tonight, but he couldn't, started out in sciences and then migrated over to verse. And I've always appreciated that kind of cross-pollinization. So in doing this research and finding out a little more about Mike that over the last couple of days, I found out that when he was in this position, moving into from science into poetry, the first poem that he heard, and I thought it was a great poem to hear, so I'm going to read it here. It's by Robert Creeley in his A Day Book, and it goes, "Do you think that if I said I love you, or anyone said it, or you did, do you think that if you had all, you really would have to think it all into reality, the world, each time new?" I want to read that over again because I think it's a lovely poem. And hearing it twice is always good, especially if I read it better this time. "Do you think that if I said I love you, and anyone said it, or you did, do you think that if you had all, you really would have to think it all into reality, the world, each time new?" So from that point on, I guess Mike, it was like poetry, and ba-boom, he's like the curator of the poetry collection at the University of Buffalo, and now he's here at the Gloucester Writers' Center, so we're glad to have him. While I was in Buffalo, Mike invited me to the poetry collection, and I had a great time going through the stacks, checking out the collection, the extensive collections of zines and some rare James Joyce material. So if you find yourself in the Nickel City, check it out, room 420, Capen Hall, or is it Capen Hall? There you'll find many worlds to discover. Mike's work is interdisciplinary and draws from collage, sound, words, color, symbols, and a lot of squiggles that I really appreciate. Actually, I've got to go over here and get this stuff. I hope I got another one of these. I actually have a handout for everyone. So all of these elements sort of come together on the page, and I think they vibrate. So here's a cheap souvenir of one of Mike's poems. You guys can pass those around. Donna Longnecker said, "Baczynski's poetry converts metaphor and myth into landscape that begs to be touched as much as it is read." And I agree with that, so that's why I wanted everyone to sort of get one of those handouts. It's from Mesh Rooms in Deluxe Rubber Chicken, and there are four varieties in this set, and this one's called Leosha. In a statement from a 2005 exhibition performance, he talks about his poems as opums. "Opums are my poems, a form of improvisational manuscript, poeming with variable entry points and without time restriction or bondage, that calls for a concentration of performed poetic trajectories as they originate via the keys with any opum." So I just want to close with Mike's, like, in going over all this stuff, I just felt a real strong connection to Vince's Vincent Farini's epigram of "Life is the Poem," and I think Mike embodies that. So, with that, Mike Baczynski.
Thank you. Should I be here?
Wherever you want, yeah.
I'll move around.
Okay, I'll move with you.
So I want to say thanks to the Gloucester Writer Center and to Henry, and I do remember 2010. I do remember Olson, the Olson Now event that we had. And I want to say how wonderful it is to be in Vincent Farini's home, and to all of you poets of Gloucester, and to Charles Olson, I'm very happy to be here. This place is now part, of course, of my life, but it was much, it has been for a long, long, long time. And I was just remembering, I think I was first here in 1973, and that was after meeting Jack Clark, and Clark talking about Gloucester and Charles Olson. So a couple friends of I came here and arrived, I think it was probably like 5:36 in the morning after seeing David Bowie in Rochester. I drove all night, and then coming in, the fog was coming in off the harbor, and there was the, they go down to the ship's statue, and looking for a place to eat, and stopping in at a place called Tom Mix's, I believe it was, a little greasy spoon, so to speak, place that was by Stage Fort, and then a couple hours later, being young and not knowing what to do, we found our ways to Kelleher's Bar, and spent an awfully long time at Kelleher's. That day and the day after and the day after that. And also there was a place called the Dugout, which was exactly next to it, I believe. Yep. And so I was there too.
It was called the Gloucester Triangle. All
right. And then I came back later for the Blessing of the Fleet. And that was, I think, in 1974 or so. And I remember a rock and roll band singing, "I've been through the desert on a horse with no name," in Italian, for the community at that particular point. That was exciting. I saw the Blessing of the Fleet, and these poets, Charles Olson and Robert Creeley and Ann Walden, these are friends of mine and part of our daily conversation at the Poetry Collection. And so what I learned from Jack Clark and what I learned from coming here is about the community of poets. And I was always very happy to be part of that community. And I should mention that Beckett Warren was up at the collection this week and dropped off Ken's correspondence. So the correspondence for House Organ is now part of our collection, and extends the Olson Duncan Ezra Pound Joyce line another generation forward. Happy to see Patrick here, and what I remember vividly from our trip to Stevens is we went from Buffalo in a van to perform Duncan's Adam's Way at a poetry festival, or in Stevens Institute, and as we were, I think I was driving the van, actually, you know. Was a turkey flying across the road, and to which Patrick said, "This is a sign, and this is a good omen." And it was like, "This is."
We almost hit the turkey.
Yeah, but we did not hit the turkey, and we did make it there. So.
But on the way back, we saw the dog.
I don't remember the dog.
The dog got hit.
The dog got
hit. The dog, and we saw the dog get hit.
Okay.
It was like a.
He remembers more, but he's young, you know. So it's terrific to see Patrick here also, and those are all part of the legacy. Were you at the party in the backyard where everybody ran off with the booze and all that? With Kristen Prevale and all that, you know?
This
was a second manifestation of Adam's Way.
When we did it for the house, the garden
party. Yeah, the garden party.
I was part of that.
Yeah, so. We still have pictures. So.
You get ran off with too much booze.
Yeah. So it's really fun being here, and I am I'm glad. I'm really glad to be here, and it's really hard and really different to so to speak be in your home and then plan for an event, because it's like it's too easy to like throw things away and like not want to read this and that and. So I don't really know what I'm going to... I said, all right, I will just do what I usually do, so... These are things called stitches. And I wanted to begin with this piece. This is Annabelle Lee stuffed with I Am a Walrus. It was many and many a year ago, sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the van to come. In a kingdom by the sea that a maiden lived, whom you may know, little policeman in a row, by the name of Annabelle Lee Semolina Pilchard. And this maiden climbing up the Alpha Tower, Gugu-Chu, she lived with no other than to love and be loved by me, I am the walrus. I am a child, I am the Eggman, and she was a child. I am he, as you are me, in this kingdom by the sea, and we are all together. But we loved with a love that was more than love, Mr. City Policeman. I am the walrus, Gugu-Gachu, I, and my Annabelle Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven, expert choking smokers, covered her and me. And this was the reason that, long ago, see how they smile like pigs in a sty, see how they snide in this kingdom by the sea, corporation t-shirt, stupid bloody Tuesday, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling, see how they fly like Lucy in the sky, see how they run, my beautiful Annabelle Lee, you get a tan from standing in the English rain. So that our high-born kingsmen came, they are the Eggmen, and bore her away from me, and let your face grow long, to shut her up in a sepulchre, yellow, must matter, custard dripping from a dead dog's eye, in this kingdom by the sea, I'm crying. Elementary penguin singing Hare Krishna, the angels, see how they run like pigs from a gun, see how they fly. Not happy, so happy in heaven, went, envying her and me, I am the egg man. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, they are the egg men in this kingdom by the sea, they are the egg men, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling, killing my crabalocker, fishwife, pornographic priestess, Annabelle Lee. But our love, it was stronger, by far than the love, gugu-gachu, of those who are older than we, don't you think? The Joker laughs at you, of many far wiser than we are the Eggmen, and neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons, gugu-gachu, down under the sea. I am the walrus, can ever dissever my soul from the soul. I am the Eggman of the beautiful. I am crying, Annabelle Lee, gugu, gugu, juba, 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 juba. From the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the be sitting in an English garden waiting for the sun. Beautiful Annabelle Lee sitting pretty, and the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. Jupa, 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 Jupa. And all the stars night tide, I lie down by the side. I am the Eggman of my darling, man, you've been a naughty boy. I am the walrus, I'm crying my life and my bride, I'm crying in her sepulture by the sea. Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe in the tomb by the sounding, if the sun don't come see. Bah, boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down, gooba-joob. Goo 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 goo. Smoke pot, everybody smoke pot. Smoke pot, everybody smoke pot. Smoke pot, everybody smoke pot. Ah, somebody's white wine. Glad it's here. All right, well, we had a little conversation about OPEMs and the OPEM proposition. So my notion, in many ways, these of recent years, then we should just do this too, Elliot. Yeah, okay. All right, let's move it around over here.
Are you standing up?
Yep, I'll be doing that. So this is this then I think is a poem and how to perform, you know, a poem and what is the poem and what do you come here for. And in one sense, where does the poem begin is always a problem. How do you begin the poem? So this occurred to me that the poem has already begun, and the poem has begun. And what you've come here to hear is, or what you come here to see is then our trajectories, or, you know, what is in the poet's head at one particular moment at any particular time. So it doesn't matter what the text is, because you'll forget it all. I've spent a lifetime going to these things, 40 or 50 years now. And am I messing this up?
No,
should I stand away? This is part of the poem too.
Okay.
All right, it is. Yeah, that. So, anyways, so I've begun to make these things, these O poems, and the proposition is that, you know, the poems can begin any particular place. They can come with multiple entry points. Those of you who have worked in libraries understand that the record, or a record, or a library record, a record for any particular book has multiple entry points. So I thought, well, why should a poem only begin at the top of the page and move down through the page? It can really begin any place. And what will you remember after I leave here and you leave here anyways? It's like, well, it's really hot, and you know, what can I say should I say anything then? I don't know. And what is the alphabet then? So anyways, then I began making these OPEMs with this particular proposition, so that I could look at these things and then take these trajectories and then move off, and to tell you what's in my particular head at any particular moment, or what I interpret this is. And it's really fortunate that out the back window you'll be able to see a moon tonight. And it's sort of, you know, it is always proper, as Williams would say, to always write about the moon. And here's the moon, and here's the Land O'Lakes, and she's probably the goddess of the moon. So here's the goddess of the moon, and we have the moon out there, and she's closing her eyes, and that's part of the poem too. And then we have a frog. Well, all frogs are in all poems, or at least underneath of that. I have seen no frogs this trip here, but we have seen some fruit flies here this evening, and some very large ants. And Ginny said to me, you know, like, these are very large ants that they have here in Gloucester. And I said, well, I mean, this is Charles Olson's town and things like this. You wouldn't expect to have small ants. So we have large ants over there, and then there's some small ants also. And then we've recently discovered that T.S. Eliot was also here on Gloucester. So we have large ants, and then we have very small, I think, T.S. Eliot ants. And that's what we have here as far as, you know, insects. And you can hear some insects, you know, variously about. And if I was going to read this poem, I might begin in 1937, which was, you know, this was, and in 1937, somebody said A-ing was just the beginning. Well, that could be the beginning of the alphabet. I never really liked this notion that the alphabet was so structured that it should just become like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, you know, like that. And I thought, what a prison that is. So maybe we can move the alphabet around a little bit, interject a few letters. And the idea that there would only be 26 letters in an alphabet, I found, you know, this
this is preposterous. And as a person of a person of imagination, therefore, you know, I should be able to create. I should be able to stand in front of the microphone, but I will not be able to do this. And I didn't intend to do this, but Henry pulled out all that quote and all that. I was just going to read some poems, you know, like 19th century and stuff, like a few lambs and, you know, things like this. But I, you know, but anyway, so this is an odalisque. So here is the maiden, therefore. So she could be, I don't know if this is that. This could be very well be Annabelle Lee. But here she is sitting in a circle. And if you notice, the circles move this way. And I was walking through the forest, and probably as you walk down the street, it's clearly there are angels, you know, but what do they look like? And if angels are part of the alphabet, what conceivably could they be? And I think, then I was looking at this and I said, well, here they are. Here they are, all little parts of angels over here. So we have angels in the poem, which is a very good thing. This is Shelley and the whole deal. Here they are. People are drinking, and then there are actually some words perhaps in the poem, like first love, no obligation, and some heart. So this, you know, so it could be that if this were a real poem, then this is a romantic poem, and the poem started in 1937. And there are poems, you know, where was the moon in 1937? There's some things about form here, and there's always a danger of being Charles Olson's presence and talking about form, but here we are, you know, I'll do it, all right. So, and then there's C, too. I mean, I see that there's C in here. O-C. So there's a, not the C as in like the letter, but in like this that's out there, which is very interesting, because you step out this door, and then you look left, and you see Our Lady of Good Voyage, and it could very well be that the Indian or maiden or Native American who is on the Land O'Lakes Butters is who's holding a thing of butter. This could very well have been derived from this church that is across the harbor. That's part of the poem. So then we also have the letter E. There are several letters E over here, and the E moves through the poem. Somebody speaking the letter E, and there's obviously more angels in this poem that I really particularly thought, and there's some tape also. So the letters go down. Oh, some of the poems have fallen away. And I thought that's why I like press type also, because there's sleep happening in the poem. Sleep up, sleep, sleep. Sleep, it says, I was, you know, somewhat limited that day. Sleep, ear, fax. There's also fax. So you can fax your fax. There's the word fax and the word sleep and the word microphone and and some things are growing. It's always good to have growing. A lot of these poems, for instance, you have fungus in these particular poems. And you know what happens then, also then, is that you see these things, when you make this letter, it's called an O in your particular poems, and there's an O here, and there's old son and all that, you know. So when you step inside the O, you can then move to another place. So you might be able to move into this particular fungus here, and then you end up, you kind of emerge into this, this word, Liotia Velvita. Velvita is an interesting cheese, and I don't know if it's made by Land O'Lakes, but it could very well be. I'm not, you know, and then there's the moon in this particular poem is orange. And that's all, and that, you know, that's where, no doubt, this, you know, what happens if you find fungus on your cheese in the refrigerator, you know angels have been there. Butter. Butter. I was supposed to remember something about butter. Bitter butter, butter, butter cats, butter. There was a piece called Butter Conversation, where we were just talking about butter. Now, this whole notion that somehow you can't be in the poem and I have to be in the poem seems to me, you know, strikingly unfair. What's your favorite butter?
You wouldn't know it, but sure.
Pardon me. I work at a university.
Okay. Lactantia.
It's one of my favorite
butters. It's one of the good ones.
It's one of the good butters. It's an excellent butter. It's a very good butter. All right. And it's sweet.
Sure.
And when it's not salty.
I guess
and
salted.
It very one. Spreads very easily like this. Yes. It's wonderful. Quite wonderful that it's butter. So you see, now you have entered into the poem as part of the butter poem. Where I come from, there is also these things at Easter called butter lambs. All right? So at Easter, you have a lamb made out of butter, which you take, and if you're from my particular background, you take it in your schitzonka basket, and you have the priest bless it, and then you go home, and you have your schitzonka Easter breakfast dinner, or breakfast, with sausage, and you have your butter lamb, and you get to cut up the butter lamb and smush it on your rye bread. All right, so that's one part about butter. I also like to get tub butter at Rydlinski's. And if not, then I always like Land O'Lakes, and I don't know if you have Wegmans here, but, you know, would it be the same thing like Shop and Suave or something over here that's up the street where they have their own kind of generic butter? No. I agree. All right, I agree. I agree. Is it sort of like tofu? Tofu, yeah. Tufo actually appears in a poem later on. We're gonna get there. So then later on, then, you know, what if you were handed the poem and you had to enter the poem this particular way, then you would see that there's an I here and a kul, and an I go to the L-E-O-Y. This is a big D. D. There are words here. I've designed these for scholars so that they will be able to decipher these in the future. You give news. So there's news. There's news. 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 Oe. Lonio. O-E-I-T-C. New. I-O. I, not I owe this, but I owe, oh, do you E-C, do you owe E-C. This notion, again, of the A-E-I-O-U being the order, I don't have my other alphabets over here, but I sort of reinvented, like, you know, the A-B-C-D-E-F-G song, which is the way we learn the alphabet. I find this to be particularly problematic. And so I read. I had a new sort of R S L F E U W V X Q K, something like that, so that we could free all the office workers, you know, for all times. And then we do have a frog. Now, why is this frog over there? Well, this is sort of like, it's my homage. Then we should have homages in the poem to the creature of the Black Lagoon. And this otolisk reminds me of all the bars I have been. And then besides Kelleher's and the dugout, then I think there was, I don't think I was in St. Peter's club, but I may have very well been there having a cocktail at one point in my adventures here as a young pig in Gloucester. But that was many years ago in the Sepulchre by the Sea, but we already did that poem. Eve is in the poem. This could very well be Eve, or the young love could be very Eve. And we know if there's no obligation, then we know what happened to Adam and Eve. And that's part of the mythos of the poem. And you have a refound myth over here just above me like that. So by definition, then no Merlin. I was thinking that the form of all contemporary poetry should be very much like the 45.
So you get a bridge, and then you get some stanzas, and then you return back to the same thing. And if you could memorize this form and then present it, then you would have, you know, a poem that everybody would remember. And all you have to do is get one line, right? Like, you know, Snowy Woods, or, you know, set out on a box on the sea, and you got it made like that. So I'm hoping that one of these lines in this particular poem may be that line. Also, just in closing, the fire is a coda to this particular poem. You know, you usually go to these things and they say, well, you know, you have 10 minutes, you know, and so, like, you know, some of your poems are 9 minutes long and some of them are 3 minutes long, and how do you, you know, if you have 10 minutes at the group poetry reading, what do you do? So I thought, well, then, you know, you could have, you know, a poem that would be governed by strictly by time, and you could just do it for 10 minutes. And maybe that's 10 minutes. That's how they work. That's really beautiful fungus. Fungus is very interesting. I really like this notion of angels in refrigerators. So check that out sometime. So there are these stitches. I did Oscar and Hammerstein's Just Because It's June, Stuff with Gimme Shelter. I'm not going to do that one right now. And I also did The Little Drummer Boy, stuffed with Jingle Bells, because as a performer, I sometimes get invited to, you know, do holiday, you know, parties and things like that. So I needed a piece. But I'll read some other poems then. From a section called The Monster, MANSTUR, Nothing to Eat Left. It might have been something in the water in Chictawaga, or something buried in the Walden fields out by the tracks, unbound spring swamp leach and polywog ponds, polyurethane, filmed in gasoline, lost yellow and blue oil, train oil, hot foot circles, expanding liver, spandex losing sleep with letters slowly losing their tails. She invented hair, spit out the seeds, seeds round black oval as the night she of this fatality form invited seedless corset, core soft and wishes, empty witches his and ghosts discolored, blondness, moisture and black. Bones discovered he never learned to drive, never learned plumbing, majored in magic, not English. Cavern as s for is at is tip stitch. The way plum jam slips July, her hair split ends. In late July, late night, after the bars close at 4:30 a.m., caravan, Bactian camels, ashes gauze from midnight. Only spirituality spits July flailing. Without the moon, no wild shadows. Wilderness moonless, wind makes QAZX notes. Spells and eels. Cavern seeds digested in the bellies of blackbirds or wild mice, and black moles disfigured attend mass, digested in her grotto, Mary in blue, to the he crashed his webbed hands, stain, abstain, soil, fungi, bacteria, it's all teeth. Fungus. One derives from oneself. Bursting to let of off fluffy seed stem of aqueduct larva, rosary beads of breathing through thin cloth at finger gills, nails, red ears as owls and crow serpent pants, artificial servant who gathers garter bell dew, Hail Mary! Refrain till end. He in the wound, sound sunburn, Hail Mary, copper tone, clearly sheer, sunny days, body lotion, hung his dick, hung his bathing suit, butter, bait, blizzard, lizard, Australian sunscreen, sport zinc, oxide formula, unwill, unwell, bridal veil, banana boat, sport, performance sunscreen, lotion. From that time on time, stops here, rain falls, damp suit, drying, ended, the unexpected reruns, uncomforting ghost, watch, summer ghosts. A cheese memory I never had, Linda Shushka's faded swimsuit by Lance, formal on white cotton, the fitted silhouette, it was cut with a bodice that has princess seam lines. Each has been boned to help the bodice stay in place. The back has a tie for closure on the back of the top. The drying on the hood of my father's silver Ford Foxtails antennae of the race. Poetry is indispensable if only I knew what for. Cocktoe, her red toenails. I sleep for powder in her shadows of nutmeg I breathe in Nuremberg. Compact of her shadow with powder of amber and mirror. Quote, 10 descriptions of women undressing in front of men. Ban the novel, the navel, forever. The ermine, emeries, centuries, pies, emirates, termites. Ban, unscented underarm, antiperspirant of letters. Emo, emu. A clear shadow being on me like elf water, eel, veal, still plum, plunder, perspiration, and mingle marble morning and evening and fame in wine or beer, mere rage, Raja of elephant poems, car windows crying in nameless October, expelled a form, spelling a spring, sprung, oof, he shall find exceedingly, greet, eef, egret fingers, forget. There would shall be music in his convertible. Red she shall ride, shell, where were a safe safety. The forest bathes a baby fog. Buick Botticelli upon the oversea, in her kingdom by the sea. Annabelle shot herself with something else. Which, foot, head, mouth, disease, it distracts you. He would say, spin dizzy. I will write the right clothespin, mortal sin, habitual, the hobbit, combination. I will arrange the letters in a fashion, out of fashion, condemnation, each fascism vow. Where war is a chaplet with squeals Chepek in chapel with his Maynard Rubbermaid. He cut out a picture, face, a shrine of paper dolls or grotto among never chippa paper dolls, a hole at the bottom of his pocket where two fingers, scissors, cirrhosis, ate way into the alphabet, away like any cave, an opportunity, a cavity, remembering and rot, not the music. Oh, the greatest poet in American, clacto barada nicto, left to cut the grass, On a lawn tractor. Asshole on a tractor, just an asshole on a tractor. A director, an actor, just an asshole on a tractor. Coda. He came to life, but did not like it. Dishwashing. Drain. Drinking many fluids from clear plastic. Cups, cup. Cupid, lift. Latex, lined coma, yellow moon cheese, cop coma, gloves of antibacterial poetry, vinegar, soft lay, cotton white, the tongue empty on the kitchen sink of sweet summer handcuffs, fuck fermenting, fingers sweet, fruit flies. Blurbs for the following poem. Cold and warm spots. Tingles or prickles on the back of your neck. Feelings of apprehension. Any sounds or whispers you hear. Wild laughing. Wipe out! There she was transformed into a skull wave water that no swimmer maid would listen to. The ventures, for fear There she would dissolve them like a god upon her tongue. Things that do not have names are money in the bank, said Yeti in the dark. Robins hunt in the snow. He breaks, not escaped. Ritual daughter, the Toronto tomato, bush early girl, hybrid bed. Birdie, doll. The earlier the better. These extra large, extra early tomatoes grow on a tree bush. The 4 feet across, tasty red fruits are much bigger than early girl and ripen just 2 days later. The 18 inches, I saw her seedling there. Plants are amazingly compact and self-supporting, yet productive. Multiple disease resistance. Red covered the entire flesh and seeds like rain. Mare headed bridal veil, thin seam of falls. By an absence of the Penelope duck, the Eurasian widgeon, also known as widgeon bride of Eurasian widgeon, Anus Penelope, previously Marcia Penelope, being one of three, the centaur species of widgeon in the dabbling duck genus Anus, it being common and widespread, and like a fall fringe frig full of hearts, head full of hearts, a sweet suit of hearts, a heart, a hollow organ, ghost, what do you eat, your birthday, paleo, ritual, amana, frigidaire, maytag, hula hoop. For a while, I thought, why should I write the whole poem? I would just write trailers, you know, so you get the best parts of the poem now, and later on you can, you know, see the full production, so to speak. So this is a trailer of the things that I'm not going to read. Please me, Father, for I have sinned. The leaf that covered you and me, a tree to lean up against a page. I won't remember after need what when bonfires were lit the city all over. I thinking of her in July, her a leaves, a book of leaves pressed them into July, M, so I will remember when I can't remember any more. Soon he enough, winter buds are sticky and scented of balsam, and the tree flowers in spring before the young leaves emerge as bulls, bullfrogs, in the railroad field behind Walden Avenue, blue oil and yellow peacock, film upon the pond water, flimsy in oily pools, and shooting pool, eight ball, in the bar, side pocket, I even can't remember, hardly can't I ever not forgotten July reruns into bonfires of fires, leaves falling out of my head, going out, night falls between, the heart fell beneath the table, onto the floor, the chair, brittle and dry and ready to again burn, Randy July, revised dryads, after a few 55-gallon drums, the Iroquois beer of one of my old books, druids stained the pages with nightfalls, ready, dryads, photosynthesis in moonlight. Which way to go? Not the thing. Magic, my shape, Babo, Bonomo's, Turkish, a girl named Taffy, bar, if you buy 5, you get 6. That's my favorite. All right. And then I'll just read some pieces from when I came here, I said, I better write some things. And I wanted to write pieces that it filled in between these pieces. And what these pieces are, well, there'll be more pieces that fill in the pieces, are they're sort of found chunks of language that I collaged in then with sort of
very, what I thought or felt were very rhythmic musical lines, and then finished them off with more found language in the hopes that I could, that they would mean something. It's from a section called, it's from some poems called Dobranoc. Dobranoc is good night. So the good news is there's a, we're towards the end. All right. Dobranoc.
Matins is the monastic nighttime liturgy ending at dawn of the canonical hours in the Roman Catholic pre-Vatican II breviary. It is divided into three nocturnes. The name Matins originally referred to the morning office, also known as Lauds. Eggs over easy, sunny, moony side upside effects infections. Up on the ith tides, orange wide her Nile phase. Leaves floated, floating delta, upside down, around, round, airlines lined up all, squeezed neat net in a row, robes, row, blue of the cross, stations across the street, slowly up roses, Bernadette to reach her lords. The intact body in the reliquary of the covenant of St. Gildard of Nevers, I would have liked to open the left side of the thorax to take the ribs and then remove the heart. However, it would have been rather difficult to try to get at the heart without doing too much noticeable damage. July is another very hot month in Luxor, Egypt. And with an average temperature of 33 degrees Celsius, it is the hottest month of the year. The average high temperature is the same as June at 41 degrees Celsius, and the average low is a still warm 24 degrees Celsius. So cold drinks can be enjoyed on a warm terrace in the late evening. July shares much the same weather as June, with 10 millimeters of rain, 30% humidity, 13 hours of sunshine per day. Being night at the beginning repeats a new not new, was as have incantations, decant incarnations, red, white, pink, ink, again red. Such a long time ago, I wouldn't be here with all my troubles down on the killing floor. Restraint device. Travels the smoke further, vespers, trousers, a fire poisonous. Illness, Loch Ness, sicken me, ale, something, fruit, sicken, forest. Sickle, sickest, most Freya, eel, ill, ailing, sick kitty, kitty, in thee, well, more stricken, bad, poor, lied. Sicken, sick, illing, cast, laid up, taken, illest, less. Without well plucked, net, pill, ill, fell, fall, spell, pulled, spill, feathers thee made in make, felon, on, upon me, no fallen falls this come down, with which, pull, pleosaurus, drawn, with their necks drawn, swan position, up, upwards, in a swan, on, necked, swam, swinning, decay, disease, easy. Vulnerable cup, bleed, someone by using a glass in which a partial vacuum is formed by heating. Cufflinks, which have buttonholes on both sides and are meant to be closed with cufflinks or silk knots. They are both commonly fastened in either the kissing style, where the insides are of both sides are pressed together, or very unusually with the outer face touching the inner face. A canonical or cylindrical roll of thread wound onto a spindle. Innocence, innocented, I'm run, ran to pick, a pick up, had, was, he touched, touching, letter, any letter, from the torches, a sensitive glandular hair, my choice, choose, vegetables, chorus trees, are enough. Quires, injection, Hume slips the fabric, threads, singlebacks, a peacock of Salem, slip crime upon on off, slip back silk, slip sing shod, the dark sling sink, innocent of morning, gorgeous once and night touch. A person employed to take care of horses. Ulan Batur, thunderstorms, are the most severe precipitation observed during 51% of those days with precipitation. They are most likely around July 25th when it is observed during 28% of all days. I wish upon vacant stores to be simpled, love simplicity, a pattern, sewed, sew, llama silk or yak, and ladder that didn't, not, didn't, do, done in, did, drain, one up in need to, or rungs, rugs, the champagne changing room, I became Lon Chaney's desire, I had cochise, cheese, my choice unchained, unchanged, to be changed for the bus, in the old days, of yak coin were used, was of use to me, I thunderstormed under, said his is the moon, a tomato, creeping, caution, from the cult, cottonwood, woods at night time, missa, the mystery, and air mass thunderstorms are associated with warm, moist, and thus unstable air masses in the summer months. They develop locally during the afternoon or late in the day in response to insolation through convective heating from the surface. Thus, they are also known as single-cell thunderstorms. Typically, they do not persist very long, usually an hour or so, and disappoint rather quickly after sunrise. Gradually, I poured a liquid Shelley's. Heart did not burn. Thank you.